This is JIS News. Coming up, Disabilities Bill passed in Parliament. Government seeks to establish National Human Rights Institution and UNIA celebrates 100th anniversary. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Hey, Rose! You depend on a big clean up.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you and then you can help me.
Alright, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize we.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
Now the news. The long-awaited Disabilities Bill was passed in Parliament Tuesday. The Act seeks to end discrimination against persons with disabilities and will now be sent to the Senate for approval. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kelly says the bill will pave the way for enhanced contribution to society and the economy by persons with disabilities. He adds that it will ensure that impediments to full participation of persons with disabilities in society are completely removed.
It seeks to promote, protect and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of persons with disabilities of privileges, interests, benefits and treatment on equal basis with other persons in the national community.
Minister Kelly was speaking in Parliament Tuesday as he piloted the Disabilities Bill. The government has opened dialogue with the Commonwealth Secretariat towards the establishment of a National Human Rights Institution, the NHRI, in Jamaica. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says he's exploring the option of strengthening the Office of the Public Defender to transform it into a national human rights organization.
The model that we are contemplating will see the functions of an existing and synergistic institution, perhaps the Office of the Public Defender, being strengthened and morphing into a dual or hybrid mandate as our national human rights institution. This approach is now considered best practice in small states with limited resources.
Minister Golding says the Commonwealth Secretariat has offered to provide technical assistance in the development of legislation or to review current legislation to facilitate the implementation of the NHRI. The Justice Minister was delivering the keynote address at the first of a two-day session exploring the feasibility of establishing an effective national human rights institution in Jamaica Tuesday. 22 public sector employees are to benefit from a series of courses aimed at increasing the understanding of public financial management, PFM. The training is being carried out under the pilot for the PFM Latin America and the Caribbean project and will be administered by the Management Institute for National Development, MIND. The objective of the training is to build the PMF knowledge, skills, and performance of mid-level staff across government who are responsible for financial reporting, budget and accounting functions, managing the chart of accounts, COA, and implementing international public sector accounting standards. The focus of the PFM Latin America and the Caribbean project in Jamaica is to support the Ministry of Finance and Planning in developing and delivering public financial management training. Director General in the Ministry, Diane McIntosh, says the training is important to the country's four-year agreement with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. She says the courses are part of the strategic reorganization of the ministry towards having a much more advanced public financial management system. And the life and work of Jamaica's first national hero, the Right Excellent Marcus Mosiah Garvey, will be the main focus of the 100th anniversary celebrations of the Universal Negro Improvement Association, the UNIA. Mr. Garvey founded the UNIA on July 20, 1914. Several activities are being planned for these celebrations. On August 1, an event titled Harambe will be held at Liberty Hall, 76 King Street, Kingston, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
We'll also have an interview of two elder Garveyites, one from Panama and one from the United States, both of whom were in the UNIA's juveniles group, and they're now in their 80s, and we'll do a conversation with them.
Director and curator of Liberty Hall, Dr. Donna McFarlane, speaking at a JIS think tank session recently. On August 17, there will be a Marcus Garvey lecture by Garvey scholar Professor Robert Hill at Liberty Hall beginning at 10 a.m. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.